Last month, Adrian Jones's family threw a birthday bash at Prairie Park in Lawrence. There were hot dogs and balloons and water gun battles. May 15th would have been his 10th birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
To his grandmother, Judy Conway, he was a little superhero.
He would always take my hand, or if we walked somewhere, he said, Nana, you need to hold my hand, because I'll protect you.
But Adrian was killed in 2015.
Detectives found the 7-year-old's remains in a livestock pen on this property.
Beyond the headlines, Conway knew little about what happened to her grandson. She appealed to the Kansas Department for Children and Families for answers right after his body was found. But for more than a year, everything she learned about his death came from interviews Adrian's stepmom did with reporters, and later from court proceedings as his stepmom and father were prosecuted for murder. The 2,000 pages of records DCF finally provided Conway were heavily redacted.
I want all the intimate details in between. I want it all.
The new state law going into effect in July will require DCF to release some information about what happened to a child who died within 7 days of a request.
We can explain, here's what we did, here's what our recommendations were, here's, you know, what we were doing with this family, and at least tell a portion of the story.
Secretary Gina Meyer Hummel came into the top job at DCF late last year, promising more transparency. Her staff followed through with the first draft of the child death disclosure law Kansas lawmakers passed last month. The law will require DCF to provide a summary of its interactions with kids who died in state custody or as a result of abuse or neglect the agency had been alerted to.
I can tell you that those summaries are not always accurate.
Diane Keach reviewed Adrian's case while she was a deputy director of Prevention and Protection Services at DCF back in 2015. She says the summary she saw, in a similar format to summaries to be provided under the new law, had holes.
There was misinformation. They left lots of information out. They misconstrued information.
And getting more than a summary from DCF for any case is thorny.
We believe that it is the body of Lucas Hernandez.
When the body of 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez was found last month, reporters at the Wichita Eagle asked DCF for any reports the agency received suggesting Lucas was being abused. So far, the agency has refused, saying it hasn't yet determined Lucas's death was the result of abuse or neglect, and he wasn't in state custody.
The first thing that they do is determine whether this was a death that resulted from abuse or neglect.
That's the newspaper's attorney, Lyndon Vicks. He's argued for records in several child death cases.
Then they send notice out to whoever they determine are the affected individuals.
Besides the DCF secretary, the law's not clear on who that is, but it might be local police departments or the district attorney. Those affected individuals can then say no, they don't want the records to be disclosed, maybe to protect an ongoing investigation.
And then a court determines whether or not the records will be disclosed.
Thanks to the new law, journalists and others who ask for records will start getting notified about when there will be a hearing on whether or not those records will be released. At a signing ceremony for the law, DCF Secretary Meyer Hummel said releasing more information about children who have died will help keep other kids safe.
We hate it at any time when tragedy happens to children in our care and to children who we've been involved with.
But Adrian Jones's grandmother, Judy Conway, is skeptical about how transparent DCF will be.
Do I think they're going to be 100% accountable and transparent? No. We'll see.
Conway still has questions about Adrian's death. She's brought in child welfare experts to look over the 2,000 pages of records from DCF to help her understand what the agency did and whether it could have done more to save her grandson. Even with those documents, DCF still looks to her like a black box. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.